What up, y'all? We back for season two. It's a long time no see.
Yep.
It's been like 3 months, feel like, since we was on here.
Yep.
But it's good to be back.
Facts. I hope y'all liked season one of just getting a lot of people's perspectives, especially a lot of athletes. We're hoping to do more people's perspectives, not just athletes, but again, one thing that we do love is for everybody who is an athlete, who is an athlete, who wants to be one when they get to college, is just, you know, to know what it's like on their behalf so that you'll know what life as a college athlete is. But today, Lucas, what are we going to be talking about?
All-star break. It was all-star weekend.
Yep. And I'm going to be honest with you.
Very exciting. Just kidding. It was pretty boring.
Yeah. I think it could have been better. I feel like we peaked after 2016. That was like the best years. I mean, shoot, that was the last good run. Shoot, Kobe was still in the league. Well, that was his like farewell tour. All-star games was actually competitive. People was playing defense. The dunk contest, let's talk about that. Dunk contest was, I don't think nobody's ever going to beat Zach LaVine and Gordon.
Yeah, that was
Gordon.
The best dunk contest ever.
Ever. And then on the three-point contest, Klay and Curry was going back and forth at it. That's when we had actual stars in the three-point and dunk contest. Now we got randoms, you know.
Michael McClung ain't no random, though.
He's not a random, but it's just the fact that I don't like how
It's easy for him because the talent ain't as good as it used to be.
Yeah, the talent isn't as good as it used to be. And, like, since 2016, it's like dunks are so normal. It's like a 360 windmill is so normal to us that we're not hype anymore, which is crazy. And Mac McClung played on the show. You know, he dunked over a car. He did the similar to Aaron Gordon. He dunked over someone in the hoverboard. He's very creative with it. The only thing I don't like is that he's not actually in the NBA. It's sad that he has to get 10-day contracts just for the dunk contest.
Yeah,
and he's back in the G League. It's like, I feel like he deserves a chance. He was hooping in high school and college. So it's just like, damn, they only want you for the dunk contest. Then you back in another. He only has like 6 more days. Then he's back in the G League. So that's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. How about the three-point contest? Your boy won.
Yeah, Tyler Hero. If y'all don't know, I'm a Heat fan, so shout out Tyler Hero. But again, I feel like the three-point contest was low-key boring because, like, even Tyler Hero winning, he only had 24. 24 isn't even winning it 5 years ago, 4 years ago. You know,
24 is good. It's just everything. Comparing it to the year where Curry and Klay were shooting,
yeah,
it was getting like 31 each.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like, and also this year, I feel like they had the opportunity to make it even better. Last year they had Curry versus Sabrina, right, in the 3-point contest, and it was very close. Sabrina can actually shoot. I think this year they should have ran that back. Maybe do Curry and Sabrina versus Klay and Caitlin Clark, something to bring WNBA and NBA together. I also don't like the Rising Stars Challenge anymore. The Skills Challenge, it used to be fun. It was like you're racing to the other end. Two people on the opposite sides, they'll hit a layup. They have to pass it through some things, and you have to hit a three at the end. That was competitive back in the day. Now it's like there's teams. You have to do something in a certain amount of minutes. I don't know. I just feel like I miss the old platforms for everything, especially in the All-Star game. They had like 4 different teams. They had the Rising Stars, the rookies basically, against the OGs, which is like Curry, KD, Harden, Kyrie.
Wait, how many teams was it? Was it 3 or 4?
4. No, yeah, 4.
4?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. I just
watched the highlights. I watched the ending. I like to watch, it was Wemby, Jokic, Shai. Wemby, Jokic, Shai. By itself was tough, and they lost by 20 to Curry, KD, who else? Curry, KD, Jason Tatum, and Kyrie.
Yeah, I heard it was like 2 hours of commercial and Mr. Beast challenges.
Yeah, the Mr. Beast challenge was so boring because, like, I feel like Mr. Beast is stingy. He didn't want the dude to win. He kept talking in his face, and even Damian Lillard was like, come on, bro, like,
no, but
back.
You see the buzzer beater, he didn't get it off in time, and Mr. Beast gave him the money anyway.
Nah, facts. He gave him the money. That's the only reason the buzzer was there was because they was going to cut him to commercial break. He really was supposed to, like, just keep going, but Mr. Beast was talking and didn't let them shoot. So Shaq and Chuck and all them, they came, but they was like, okay, we're about to go on commercial break, tell them to speed it up. Then they had to put a timer up. But either way, you know, at least he got his money. He got $100,000. Must be nice. Just to randomly take a, like, I would hit that on the second try. Please, like, give me that.
I don't know about all that.
That dude is unathletic and he hit it on his 7th try. Give me at least 5 attempts. I'm hitting it at least
on
the 3rd.
He got lucky, bro. That that NBA range half court ain't no joke.
No facts. That's
it's
like
still, it's full still court. The same, but yeah, he hell of a shot. Yeah, hell of a shot.
I need that 100,000.
Yeah, I didn't watch the game because I'm scared to use the streaming platforms you be using.
Yeah,
I don't know how you don't
think I'll get viruses. Yeah, I'll be using other platforms because they think I'm finna be out here paying like no.
I used to be using those. They would pause like every 2 seconds and then bring me to a different link. I'm done.
Nah, facts. I've been using this one though since like forever. I'm gonna gatekeep, so don't think y'all finna know what I'm using, but yeah, I'll be watching all the games for free. Hey, so I remember when we talked the last time, you had the Lakers winning the whole thing. Do you think it's the same mindset? You got the Lakers winning the finals?
We got Luka now, so it's even more so.
No center, though.
It don't matter. We got Luka and Bron.
Bron
can do, he can play center if we need him to, but we don't need him to. But
that's fair, that's fair. I low-key want to say that, this is hard. I want to say, right now, the Thunder is looking hard. I ain't going to hold you. Thunder, I don't even like the Thunder because I really hate Shea. I don't like, he's a free throw merchant. He's like a James Harden 2.0. But I think the Thunder have a chance. The Nuggets, maybe. The Warriors dang near could really make the second. If they make it to the playoffs, I see them making it at least to the Western Conference only because they got Jimmy now. And that's Jimmy's second best player was Tyler Hero. Now his second best player is Curry, or Curry's second best player is Jimmy. Either way, they complement each other because Jimmy don't take threes. He takes twos and fades and free throws. Curry just takes threes and maybe layups from time to time. So, like, I think they complement each other. And then next year, I know that we ain't say this, but next year I got Spurs winning the finals because
really?
Wemby
they're
and
bad.
Wemby and they're bad right now because it was just Wemby and CP3. We don't care about CP3. Now they got an actual guard, and that's not enough time for them to even make the play-in. But next year, De'Aaron Fox and Wemby will at least make the second or third round of the playoffs. Like,
I don't know, bro.
That's a
if he bad. If I mean he not bad, but if they below 500 with Chris Paul, they gonna be below 500 with him.
Yeah, but De'Aaron Fox was on the Kings, he was averaging 26 points per game. Chris Paul was averaging I think 10 or 8 points, but then 10 assists. De'Aaron was averaging 9 assists and 26 points. I'd take that any day. And Wemby, you know, he's averaging 25, 10, and I think like 4.
True.
So I don't know. Wemby's still, I think he's the best player in the league right now. I know you're gonna say Bron, but
how about the Cavaliers?
The Cavs, I don't care how good their record is right now. I see them being first or second round exits. The reason I think second round, because first round they're going to go against a trash team, obviously, because it's one the first seed versus the A seed. But they're not going to get past, I don't think they're going to get past the Celtics. They're not getting past the Bucks, and they're not getting past the Knicks, for sure. I think the Knicks, to me, is the best team in the East, only because they have, like, Brunson and Cat is an amazing duo.
Yeah.
And Bridges. But Celtics, I mean, they have everything. So if anything, it might be Celtics versus Thunder. But if I want to be realistic, any team but the Celtics. And I don't want the Cavs because nobody want to see that. Unless it's Cavs versus Warriors, that'd have been funny.
The Lakers in the finals for sure. Now they've got Luka. Even though Luka, he started off a little slow, but he's only playing like 20 minutes a game right now.
And I think the
he's got to, you know, learn his system.
I think the Cavs, I mean, I think the Mavs were smart for not giving up too much. Yeah, they gave up Luka, which is the dumbest trade of all time.
I think it was something else behind that. It wasn't.
Yeah, because you don't just trade your franchise player. You just made the finals because of him. And I know Kyrie is tough, but Kyrie cannot lead a team by himself. It's sad to see. And Anthony Davis already got hurt, so he's out.
Or got hurt the second game.
Yep.
That's so crazy.
He's like, already
I'm back,
out.
I'm back. And then he got hurt the next play. Like, come on.
So, yeah, I don't. Mavs, dang near, are done for. Kyrie, he's good, but like, he can't carry a team by himself. He's never been on a team where he can carry a team by himself. He's on the Cavs with LeBron. Then he was on the Celtics with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, but they were young. Which, imagine if he was still on that Celtics team. That would be crazy. Kyrie, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown.
Imagine he stayed with Brown instead of leaving.
Yeah, if he stayed with Brown, they still wouldn't have won because that 2018 team was so bad. Kevin Love was doing horrible. JR already had left the league. No, he was on the
2018 team that that went to the finals.
LeBron carry. I feel like he would have had some help though, because LeBron had 51 points in that first game and they didn't even make
LeBron, that's the worst finals team ever.
Worst.
But it's just by far. LeBron put them on their back.
And then what else? Kyrie was on the Nets with KD and Harden. Then he was on. Now he's with Luka. Now
Kyrie, KD, and Harden. I seen only played like 20 games together.
Man, if they played together the full games, they would have like won. I still think if Kyrie never rolled his ankle, if he didn't land on what's his name, Giannis's ankle, he wouldn't have. They would have won the finals. They literally would have won the finals because the Nets wouldn't have won that year. The Nets had beat every team at least 4-1 or 4-2. And they were up 3-1 or I think 3-2 to the Bucks. And then Kyrie got injured, took him all the way to game 7. And, you know, KD's big-ass foot made him do that fadeaway. And then it was only a 2-pointer. So, I don't know. I just feel like KD should have more rings. But I think Kyrie should have never left the Cavs. KD should have never left the Warriors.
Still. I thought I unplugged my mic. All right, go on.
KD should have never left the Warriors, because even when he came back from his injury, they would have won the finals the next year after that, because freaking what's his name, Kawhi Leonard left the Raptors right after winning the finals for some reason. So the Raptors weren't good anymore. There would have been nobody scary. PG was mid. They barely even made the first round. Then, you know, COVID happened. So yeah, it was crazy. That's, I don't know, basketball is changing. It's going to be so sad when LeBron and KD and Curry retire. Those three right there, and Harden. I feel like all the OGs, who's on the OG roster, I feel like when they retire, I'm going to be mad, bro.
What's with the Adam Silver hate? You be seeing that?
I don't like, I don't like Adam Silver. I'm going to be honest with you.
He said that they should make the games 40 minutes instead of 48.
Yeah, he should make.
What do you think?
I think I like the length of the games, because no matter what, it has nothing to do with they're trying to fix the viewership. It has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with the times. It has nothing to do with all that. It's just people aren't playing defense. Everybody loves you. Like you said, Curry ruined the game.
What it got to do with is I got to pay $20 a month to watch
the game. They need to go back to it being on national TVs and not just certain games being on national TV, like everything. And then I also hate how, if you look at when we were younger, right? Yes, there were some super teams, like you had KD, Curry, and Klay. Okay, cool. But now every team has a super team.
And LeBron and Kyrie and Love, that was a super team.
I wouldn't consider, well, that's Kevin Love wasn't an all-star, for real.
Any team Brian on, that's a super team.
Super team. So 2018 Cavs, that's a super team.
Super team.
But no,
they went to the finals.
That is true. But I just feel like now every team has at least 2 to 3 all-stars on the team. You got KD, Book, and Beal. You got LeBron and Luka. You got Curry and Butler. You got Dame and Giannis. You got Jokic and Westbrook.
Yeah, Suns ain't a super team.
I mean, they have 2 all-stars on the team. Well, really 2.5, because Bill was an all-star 3 years ago, but not anymore. But still, it's just, that's still crazy. Like,
yeah, they still under 500. They buns.
They are buns now. Lakers, the Phoenix buns. What else? Who else? I guess AD and Kyrie, like, every team, and Klay, which, even though Klay's bad, but just the fact that's the names of the teams, that's just, that's crazy. I don't know.
Bro, Klay had the biggest downfall I ever seen.
Ever in my life. And all because of, like, I don't know, he let the fans get to him, because when he got injured and he came back, they won the finals. His first year back, they won the finals. He was doing 43% from the field goal. The next year after that, that man could not hit a 3 to save his life. He went from the best shooter to, I can name 10 shooters better than Klay Thompson. That's how bad it is.
Let me look at his stats.
Well, right now, his stats right now is horrible. He went from 20 points per game. I think he's averaging like 13. Like
13, well, 14.
14, that's so crazy. Like, he had the downfall.
In like 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's bad. And PG is doing horrible, too. You see his stats? Uh-uh. He had less than Bronny. Before All-Star break, he had 34 minutes played and only 2 points. Bronny had 9 minutes and scored 9 points.
8 minutes.
8 minutes and 9 You're points. Right. That's crazy.
Yeah, Bronny, the face of the league.
I feel like if he gets more games in, he'll definitely like develop, because I feel like the G League is too easy for Bronny, but the NBA is hard for Bronny, because this dude's average. He goes to the G League, he averages 28 to 29 points, but then he goes to the NBA, he can't even score.
Yeah, it's just confidence, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because he looked way more confident in the G League.
Yeah, no, it's also, I think it's the fans too. There's who goes to a G League game? It's quiet in there, so he gets to play his game.
Yeah,
that's how it was in the bubble. That's why people
pick up.
Huh? It's basically the pickup.
That's why they saying LeBron got a Mickey Mouse ring, but
because it was no fans and stuff. But that's even then, that's still true hoops. You have the same people guarding you.
Look, everybody playing under the same conditions, so I don't want to hear it.
Exactly. That's why I'm not caring for that them calling it a Mickey Mouse ring, because it's like, okay, if anybody else would have won and not LeBron, then what's the excuse? They only doing that because it's LeBron, which I feel like LeBron gets the most hate. But they gonna miss him when he gone.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely gonna miss him when he gone.
Man, when LeBron retires, I gotta
throw something on the grill.
Yeah. I'm calling off. If I got call off work, I'm not going to school.
It's
I'm gonna need a minute.
I'm tell my professor in advance. Sorry, I can't make my 8 a.m. tomorrow. LeBron retiring.
He gonna understand, bro.
He gonna be like,
Fahad gonna understand.
Yeah, shout out Fahad.
I don't know about Shifley. He not gonna understand.
He gonna be like, who's LeBron? What?
Who's LeBron?
Tell him to come to class too. What? What do you mean by that? Nah, facts though. But you know, for people watching, we're gonna get more people to come on here. Not just like athletes, mainly athletes.
Yeah, let's
though.
Get Miss Betty.
We gonna get some people on.
Nah, she's not gonna come. Who can we get?
We can get some professors. Maybe some professors y'all know.
We could get Fahad on here. We could get Tommy on here.
That's what I'm saying. We can get some regular professors. We can get not just athletes, but like students. But I want to get students who have who are doing a lot on campus, so that they can talk about different things for those who are just now coming to college and then they want to, you know, get involved. So I want to get a lot of people that involve. I know one person like Trinity. She's very involved.
Yeah, she involved.
So I'm definitely gonna get her on it. I was supposed to get her last semester.
We gotta get Fudge on here. We gotta get Megan on here.
Yep.
Who else? Hunter.
Travis.
He's involved.
Ray.
He in the Fiji. Oh yeah, Ray involved. He got his frat.
Yep.
His frat stuff going on.
So we're gonna get
and he run track.
Yep, we're gonna get a lot of people, so yeah.
So how's the semester going so far for you?
Semester for me is going good. It's very just boring. I ain't gonna hold you. First semester was fun. Like, I don't know. This year just feels like a second semester. Don't feel like nothing new. Like,
yeah, it's
so dead, you know. It's nothing to do here. Like, I'm doing the same thing every day.
Yeah, that is true.
Hey, we undefeated in IMs, though, for co-ed.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
We're the best co-ed IM team that you'll ever see on this campus.
Don't speak too soon, though. We play tonight.
Oh, yeah. Let me not speak too soon.
Y'all pop out if y'all watching this.
Hopefully, if it don't get canceled. Y'all know the weather is bad.
18th.
Y'all, we getting 5 to 6 inches of snow tonight. Like, we already got, like, 1.5 inches, maybe 2. And we're getting another 4.
Class gonna be canceled.
I'm praying.
It's gotta be.
If it's not canceled,
they wouldn't
like
do
I'm
that.
In high school again, because in high school, but they would just give us 2-hour delays. Hour delays. We still going to school. Like,
dang.
We never had got canceled. Me and Fudge, we never had like got school.
That's
canceled.
Crazy. You and Fudge went to high school in the same area.
Yeah, well, same conference. So like, his school was 2 minutes down the street from mine.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Dang, I didn't know that.
And our schools was rivals. Like when it came to sports.
Damn, what was I about to say? Damn, I forgot what I was about to say. It was juicy too. But yeah, yo, it's good to be back
with this podcast stuff. Dang, I forgot what I was about to say.
I did too.
All right, say something interesting, Mike.
Like, what do you mean?
End it off.
Like, inspirational?
Inspirational, yeah. Like them Constantine speeches.
This is for everybody out there that's listening. I want to say, when things get hard, don't give up. And I'm not just saying that because that's something that everybody says. Second semester, and no matter what grade you are, you can be a freshman, sophomore, junior, or senior. Second semester, to everybody, is like the hardest semester. Not just hard as in like grade-wise and school-wise. It's just like mentally, you feel like you're there, but it's also the longest because it's like, man,
amen.
Time is going by slow and you got to finish. But don't give up, because at the end of the day, it's going to be all worth it. You'll have friends around you, and don't just give yourself time to where you're only focusing on school, because then you're going to stress yourself even more and the brain needs a break. So when you get breaks, make sure you go out, have some fun with your friends. Maybe go work out. Maybe walk outside when it's not cold. Maybe go for a quick drive. Get you a nice snack. Put on something on TV. Just enjoy some time to yourself, because, yes, this semester will be hard for a lot of people. But you got a lot of people around you that are willing to make it, you know, not hard, including for themselves, too. So you getting out the house and enjoying it with somebody, will be helping somebody else as well, because they might be wanting to do the same thing you're doing. So keep y'all heads up. Second semester gonna go by fast, and 2025 is gonna be y'all year. I hope y'all have a great year. Me and Lucas gonna give y'all a great semester when it comes to podcasting. Y'all gonna enjoy the down low.
Amen, brother. Appreciate that. That was beautiful. One last thing. How you feel about parlays, bro? You be betting on the games?
I used to have an addiction last year, but I started quitting.
How much you lose?
My mama might be listening, so I cannot disclose how much I lost.
What's the biggest?
But the biggest that I've won was like $300. But I
that was like a five leg.
No, it was like five or four leg. But the reason I stopped betting was because I was losing more than I was gaining, and then this year I started betting again, but I would only do like one to two legs, and I would only win like $5, $10, $15, and I would stop. Once I lost, like, I think I got all the way to like $80, and I just stopped and just deposited. So that's because I started off with $5, and I kept winning. I just keep using that same $5, so I'm not losing anything. And then once I finally lost, because remember I kept sending you, like, me winning?
Mm-hmm.
Once I finally lost, I haven't bet it since. So it's been, like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and I'm done.
Yeah, I made $15. Should I stop while I'm ahead? I'm $15 up.
This is what I would do. So what'd you start with?
I started with, like, 20, and I made 35.
So you made 35. What I would keep doing is deposit 30, keep the 5, and just keep betting that 5. But if you lose that 5, just stop. But if you win, deposit whatever you make, but keep 5 out, so you just keep betting that same 5. So if you bet 20, you win 40. Deposit 35, use that 5, and then use that 5 to bet. Then let's say with that 5, you win 15. Deposit 10, now you got 5 again. Just keep doing that so that you're not really losing anything. And then once you do lose 5, it's like, okay, I just won $40, only lost 5, I'm chilling.
Or I could just go all in.
Because if you go all in, though, it's either a win. It's really not no get better. It's like you'll end up losing more than you gain at the end of the day.
Look, if you know ball, you know ball.
That's why, like, when I grow up, well, I'm already grown, but like once I get like to that age where I can go to a casino and stuff, I'm not. Mm-mm. I might. Like,
how old you got to be for a casino?
21.
Oh, that's one year.
But like, I feel like once I get to that age, and then I'm finally like, I feel like I'm gonna get addicted. I'm gonna be like, run it back, and then that's how they get you. And then they want you to use all your money. Then people start pulling out loans. That's how bad it gets. People be actually addicted. I couldn't do it,
bro. You hear about that dude on the Raptors?
They got
that was like 2 years ago or 1 year ago.
He got suspended.
He was telling people he was sick and stuff, so he didn't have to play. And he told his homeboy to bet the under.
That's smart,
bro. No, that's stupid.
No, it was dumb because they knew what he was doing. I feel like he should have been playing bad. Telling his homeboy to bet the under, but then playing bad on purpose. That would make more sense.
He did that too.
Yeah, but what got him caught up was like they would know. I feel like he should have.
No, what got him caught up is the betting company reported a suspicious amount of money being betted on the under, and he was like, nah, this is suspicious.
So yeah, if I was him, I would have told him, like, bet over one time and then the rest under.
It's because he put in, like, $100K on the under. Nobody do that.
Yeah, he should have. If I'm him, I'm putting $100. And then maybe even $1,000. $100K, that's too suspicious. They could have planned it better. Now he not in the NBA no more. Probably lost all his money.
He only made $40,000 from that scandal. And in the league, he made like millions. So it's like it wasn't even worth it.
Wasn't worth it. It's crazy. So that's a shout out to all y'all to not bet.
Don't be Jonte Porter. And like Mike said, what you say?
This semester is going to be hard, but keep your head up because you got people around you.
Yeah, that. Amen. Be out.